Hi, this is Paul Ingram of PaintScience.com, and this is the PaintSci Updates podcast. Today I am reading the post. No, that's not the post. What's written down here? It's not the post. What is the post that I'm reading? It's called An Activator Incident. Can a light tap injure the neck? This will be a quick one, unless I go off on a big digression, which could happen. The post is just over the 600-word threshold for audio versions. I don't bother recording an audio version for shorter posts than that. When I sat down this morning, I think it was 550 words and ready to go. Completely polished post, ready to let out into the world. And then I had to edit stuff, and now it's about 650 words. So you get an audio version. This is about chiropractic activators, which are tiny spring-loaded hammers that tap the spine to quote-unquote adjust it. They can definitely waste your time and money, but the question of the day is, can they hurt you? Just a little tap. A reader asked, a chiropractor hit my C2 vertebra with an activator, and I've been dizzy, nauseated for 3 months since then. The symptoms do not occur in episodes and don't change with head movements. Could a gentle tap on the cervical spine cause this? Maybe. We got a big fat maybe. It would be a bit of a freak accident, but freak accidents happen. I think it's possible, and it's worth thinking about how it might work. Before I go on, I'm going to refer you to the post to look at a crazy AI-generated image of a chiropractic thingy. The image is typical AI-generated trash, and it's a surreal version of a chiropractic activator, which is obviously a creative mashup of several small tools. It is a very strange-looking tool. I've tried using AI for a lot of simple images, and it just seems to be impossible to overstate how much it sucks at realistic depictions of specific objects. This is what it gave me. This image is what I got after a whole bunch of experimental prompting to make the image more accurate. The result is abstractly fascinating and kind of comedic, but completely useless. So if you want to know what a real chiropractic activator looks like, search for it. Back to the content. We know that spinal movements can go badly, anything from hair washing, seriously, I'm not joking about that, and I mean hair washing in like in a salon where your head is tilted way back, not hair washing in the shower. Anything from hair washing to strong therapeutic manipulations can have serious consequences for some spinal vulnerabilities, such as tearing arteries or poking the brain stem. We can extrapolate from those examples, and it's plausible in principle that even minor passive manipulation of the upper cervical spine could cause some trouble. The difference between passive neck manipulation and active neck movement is the key here. Passive cervical manipulation, that's anything that's done to your neck, movement of tissues that you did not initiate. Active movements, of course, are the movements you control with all of the details unconsciously micromanaged by your brain on your behalf in service of your high-level commands. Look over there involves an army of motor control details. You don't have to think about what to do with your rectus capitis posterior minor muscle, thankfully. When your neck movements are up to you, your body makes all of these accurate, rapid, and probably even some fairly aggressive compensatory adjustments to protect you from a vulnerability that that your brain knows about, but you don't, such as instability or a position that irritates nerve tissue. Some people may actually go their whole lives working around such vulnerabilities, not even knowing that they exist. And such vulnerabilities may still cause symptoms occasionally because sometimes it isn't possible to compensate for movements entirely. Accidents happen. But mostly that system just works and does a surprisingly good job of protecting us from serious consequences to, you know, structural vulnerabilities and so on. But deliberate and novel passive manipulation could surprise the brain, imposing movement on a vulnerable spine that it never would have permitted in active mode. A chiropractic activator could conceivably be an example of this in principle, but it would be surprising if it could do much damage in practice. It's probably too gentle. Skeptics and critics justifiably make fun of how clinically trivial activators seem because they do so little physically that it's highly implausible that they can be therapeutic. But that means it's equally implausible that they can do harm, and yet not impossible. If you are close to the edge of a cliff, it doesn't take a big push to slip over it. I think it would take a perfect storm, but that active-passive distinction is important, and I can imagine it combining poorly with a particularly delicate vulnerability and maybe more aggressive use of the activator. I mean, to a point, there you can only be so aggressive with an activator, but there is a little bit of range there. Or it's just an illusion, and the activator wasn't the active ingredient in my reader's misfortune. The true culprit could have been passive neck movement before and after the activator usage. And honestly, it's probably more likely. But I do think activators have at least a little bit of potential to do harm, beyond wasting your time and money, that is. Okay, that's today's quick post, and it was indeed quick, just over 6 minutes, because it takes about a minute to read 100 words, or something like that. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.